Just two dudes standing in the rain. Jalen Strong, Drew Doherty here at Texans camp. Jalen, this has been a much different camp. The weather's different, obviously, different environment. What about it for you, though, is most different?
Just glad to be back out here. You know, my team again, though, suffering an injury last year. Hurt me bad. Just excited to be back out here with the pads on, getting work done with our guys.
You say hurt me bad. Obviously, physically it hurt, but in other ways too, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Just not being able to make those trips and, you know, be a help to my team hurt me last year. So I'm doing everything I can to keep my body right and, you know, be ready to go.
There's always optimism this time of year. Optimism for you though means what?
I don't really know. I mean, optimism really to me is just whenever my number get called and, you know, the opportunity approaches itself, I got to, you know, step in and make the plays. You know, I got to go, you know, whatever I got to do, special teams, whatever coaches ask me to do, I got to do it. And I'm just trying to do whatever I can to help our team win.
Because you know you can make plays. We've seen you make plays. Oh, yeah. You did it in college. I mean, that's got to be so exciting for you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just doing it on a consistent basis.
Yeah, definitely. So, like I said, opportunities come. I got to, you know, make those 50-50 catches and, you know, do everything I can to help our team be in the best position to win.
You and Tom Savage and DeAndre Hopkins and maybe some more, I don't know, spent some time in Philadelphia running your camp for kids. What was that like for you off the field?
You know, it was good, you know, for the kids especially. I'm a big advocate on, you know, going back into the community and, you know, telling, you know, teaching the kids things, you know, that maybe we didn't know when we were coming up and, you know, just giving them, you know, the right things, you know, to look forward to and the right tools to use so they could be successful. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, just us taking that one little day off to go out there and you know, spend time with them and make their year, you know, change everything in their life.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then you guys also got some work in a little bit, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep. We worked about 2 days out there in Philadelphia. And, you know, it was fun. You know, Tom's from around there. You know, next year we'll probably get Cushion out there. So, you know, he's from South Jersey. So we'll probably get him out there.
Yeah, Will Fuller ought to be in the mix too, right? He's a Philly guy.
Oh, yeah, Will was there.
You know? Oh, he was? Okay.
Yeah, Will was there. You know, Will's so quiet, though. You know, people won't even notice he was there.
Have you seen that time together paying a little bit of dividends here in West Virginia?
Definitely. Just us spending time together, period, whether it's in Philly or here, we're always together. You know, even here, I know we're stuck together here in camp, but we don't have to always be together 24/7, but anytime we get to spend together, we're always together.
When you get a day off here at camp, what are you going to do? Are you going to do the falconry? Are you going to go to the gun range? What's up for Jalen Strong at the Greenbrier?
Sleep.
Sleep, huh?
Yeah, man, I got to rest, man. But nah, hopefully some family come down, and you know, it's only a 6-hour drive, so hopefully they come down and get to spend some time with my family.
All right, Jalen, thanks so much for the time, and best of luck the rest of camp.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Drew.